Everybody is so over the over tipping. It's everywhere. It's at every bar, every restaurant, every grocery store. I mean, you name it, they're asking you. Let me just flip the screen over and it's going to ask you a question.
I want you to just leave the screen on your side. Ugh. All right.
What if you did stop them, right?
Like, you stop the screen.
I don't need to.
It's like a push.
At a restaurant, you should tip, though.
At a restaurant, 100% you should be tipping.
Katie, can we make a rule? And Matt, I don't want to talk to before tax tippers. We're after tax tippers.
We are.
And I know I didn't tip the one time in the Chinese buffet. I'll own that one. But we're after tax tippers, so I don't know if we can relate to you.
Probably better than you.
There's no proof. No, Jason is a good tipper, and then even at some places he feels guilty, he still does.
I do. I feel very guilty.
You were tipping at the buffet.
Oh,
because
I can't go.
What?
I can't go to that.
No, because now the man, he knows
the
that
sushi guy.
When he sees you, the sushi guy's like, oh, he's going to give me
there
a tip.
He is.
Like you, I think you crawled over the counter once to put the tip in his pocket.
Here's the thing.
You're like, here, make sure you know I gave it to you.
We go into the Chinese buffet, no tipping. And then when you go to the sushi place, he all of a sudden is like, oh, friend! And he's like bringing me plates and stuff. So I'm like, oh, great.
In that case, I think it kind of warrants it, but you started it.
Oh, when I'm eating my food at the Chinese buffet and all of a sudden I see him like go in the back, I sprint to the sushi now and run back.
I'm like, Jason, get a dragon roll. I don't ask for it because then he makes it special for Jason. I'm like, Jason leaves a tip. I'm like, there's extra.
Oh,
we haven't been there in like a year then.
I know we haven't. Can I tell you the worst, just very quickly?
Yes.
This is the exact example of where I'm like, I don't want a tip here. I went to the mall. Yes,
mall.
I went to the mall. And my kids asked if they could have one of those chocolate chip cookies from, what is it, the Toll House, whatever the cookie place is. The woman legit did not come out of the back for, I don't know, 5 minutes. And then when she did, she walked over to this tray that was there, took a scoop of the cookies, put it into a cup, and then walked over and charged me for it, and then flipped the screen over and asked me to tip. And I said,
no, I kid you.
I'm
you
not.
Said that to her?
I didn't say that to her, but I thought, are you serious?
Yeah, I know.
You know what they're going to do soon?
Just close me out.
They're going to do soon where you have no choice. You don't have a choice.
I feel like I already don't.
They put you on the spot.
I know.
All right, let's see. We have Leslie. Leslie, what are your thoughts on all the overcharging, over-tipping,
tipping
really.
Everywhere.
Isn't anyone getting paid for their job?
Your phone's breaking up.
Dang it!
We'll put you on hold. We'll come back to you.
Gosh.
Matt, you said you have that South Park bit?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I plugged it in for you. Hang on.
Go ahead. Oh, I see it.
There you go.
All right, thanks for getting that.
Yep.
This is South Park did this, you know, when you go to check out the grocery store in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir, looks like your total is $37.83.
All right.
Okay, and would you like to add a dollar donation to help hungry kids around the world?
Oh, no, that's okay.
Sorry?
I'm good.
I'm sorry, you don't want to give the dollar to hungry kids?
Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Window's gonna come up and ask if you're helping the hungry kids. Just hit no, I'm not.
Oh my God.
Try hitting it again. It's the box below the one that says, sure, I'd love to help however I can. I give money to charity a lot, okay?
Oh, sure you do.
I do. I just don't want to every time I shop for food.
That's completely understandable. If you can just speak into the voice decoder and say, I'm not giving anything to the hungry kids.
I'm not giving anything to the hungry kids.
And it goes on for another 5 minutes. It's like, okay, put your foot on his face and take the money or the food out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Like the display or whatever. That's a great bet.
I think at one point they bring a hungry kid. They're like, that's fine. Just tell this child
tell
that you don't want to feed him.
To his face.
Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Or,
and then, like, only a dollar?
Yeah. Oh, you tell the kids only a dollar. Everywhere also, if it's not tipping, it's rounding up.
Yes.
Do you want to round up? Well, I already have my grocery, like, you can link your grocery card to a school that you want to do. You
oh,
know?
You're right, right.
And so then I'm like, okay, I feel pretty good about that because this is where I shop most of the time at the grocery store. And so then I feel great, but then they say, do you want to round up? And I think, oh, God.
Yeah,
and
then, I look and it's like $19.99. I'm like, yes, I will. And round it up, everybody.
I did it.
I don't tell them how much it was, but if it's like $19.05, I'm like, what did you say? I got to go. What? I'm not sure what I'm
supposed to. And then you tell them, please, right into the microphone, announce that I rounded up.
Yeah, please, right
now.
I
need you to say that.
Jared Pike rounded up the whole
one penny.
Don't say the penny. All right, let's go. I think we got her back. Leslie, your thoughts on the, you know, having to tip everywhere we go.
Isn't anyone getting paid for their job? For some of these jobs, they shouldn't be tipped. And who's really getting the tip? Is the person at the counter getting the tip?
I hope so. That's the whole point.
Are they really walking away with, like, the $1.20 that is the 10% of my ice cream cone?
Probably not.
That is true. Tipping for ice cream, it is everything. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's why I don't want to go around and say, What do you make? Because that's rude. Mm-hmm. But it's also, I would tip probably if I knew that you were only making $2.13.
Yeah, and then I do know, because we know a guy that does like system processing stuff for credit cards.
Yeah.
And he says some of the stuff's default. Like they're not, like the person working is just turning the screen around, like they have nothing to do with it.
Yep.
But is that pressure, you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, hey, you're a human being. I don't want to give you a dollar.
But I think that it is a way, because my brother-in-law did that for a long time. Yeah. He was working in the credit card, the thing that you go and sell to the businesses. And he said, yes, it is a default setting. However, I think that there should be a way that the employee can, I've seen it, where they can just exit out.
Mm-hmm.
They can just exit out.
Why, like Landon works at a pizza shop. Well, he's in school right now. But when he comes home for vacation, he'll work there. And you go through the line, and then they'll ask you for a tip. Now, you go sit down, oh, they'll bring it to you. That's that. But let me tell you something. If it wasn't for the tips, he would make not nearly as much money. I mean, the tip almost doubles his hourly pay.
Can I ask, what is the hourly pay that he's getting to do that particular job?
12 bucks an hour.
Oh, okay, my gosh. I'm actually asking him for a tip.
Yeah, I cannot.
Is it 12? Something like that.
I worked in pizza forever. And when you were put on takeout, you made whatever you like
5.15.
Yeah, 5.15. If you were serving, you made $2.13 plus your tips. If you were on takeout, you were excited because you made more per hour. And every once in a while, somebody would slip you a dollar.
Right.
But it was not mandatory.
That was long ago.
Yes,
a dollar is not going to cut it.
$12 an hour?
I mean, he's.
Well, yeah. He's cooking sometimes the pizza.
Well, so?
I'm so happy that the minimum wage is that.
It's not the minimum wage. The minimum wage in the country is
he's not making minimum wage for.
Well, he's making way above. More
he's
than
making
way
minimum, over.
Minimum wage for that, for like what he's
oh,
doing.
Like entry level.
Yeah, like entry level. Yes.
What can you say the pizza place?
Oh my gosh.
Mod.
Bill's.
Blaze.
Is it a chain?
Yeah.
Mario's.
It's the one that's like really
Papa
thin
John's.
Crust, right?
I don't know.
Is it a one off?
Well, it's
Mario's. Yeah, in Palladium.
I guess so.
Do you know your son's name?
I'm bad with names. I told you I have face dysmorphia.
An episode.
I know, because you told me before. It is Mario's.
Okay.
Not Mario's. No.
Mod?
No.
I don't remember.
It's the one now. Mattio's.
Mattio's.
I don't remember exactly what it is, but he makes good money with the tips.
That's
it ends up being like $16 an hour, and they split it between everybody.
I don't like that. That's socialism.